I think in order to appreciate Butte, I think you have to leave Butte for a while. For some reason, all I can tell you is when I was a kid, I said, "Anna, when I grow up, I'm getting the heck out of Butte. The streets ain't even square. There's dumps everywhere. There's dirt, dust. Everything's dirty. Some of the streets come to a triangle, you know." And I says, "This is not the way a city should be a city." So I didn't really care to be in Butte. I never really appreciated it until I went in the service. And when I went in the service, and I was stationed in San Diego, Seattle, San Francisco, and then after that I went to Vietnam.
What branch of the service did you go
to? I was in the Navy, and I was in the Philippines, Midway, Hawaii. I tell you, when you go to all this country that I probably wouldn't have ever been to unless I was in the service to see it myself, there's no place like being raised in Butte, Montana. Large towns are okay, but they just weren't for me. I was raised here. I feel good living here in Butte. And I don't think there's a better town to raise kids other than Butte, Montana, even today.
Well, I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
So you went to Vietnam. How old were you? Did your number get pulled, or did you go sign up?
I had a hard time. I was a Catholic, and I didn't want to kill anybody. I didn't want to tell anybody. I didn't want to kill anybody. And I was pulled on the ping pong balls, where I would have had to either go in the Army or the Marines and get drafted. When I found out the ball that they pulled was the number 62, which I would have been drafted. So I joined the Navy. I just didn't want to do any hand-to-hand combat, but I wanted to serve the country. And I had a hard time telling anybody that for a long time, but I don't mind telling anybody anything right now. And this is the truth. I just didn't want to take somebody else's life.
I think that's a very honorable.
I also like to sleep at night, and I don't think I could sleep in a foxhole with one eye open and one eye shut. I respect the Marines and the Army and the vigils that are on the lines. I think that's a reason why a lot of them are having problems now, is the post-traumatic of what happened years ago. It gets to you, you know.
Yeah. So how long were you in the Navy?
I was in the reserves. I was reserved for a year and a half. I went active for 2 years, and then I was out. And since I went to Vietnam and I was on the gun line, I didn't have to do my full 6 years. It was up to me whether I wanted to stay in reserves or stay out, and I decided to go back to work for the Anaconda Company. My job was saved to the Anaconda Company, and being that there was a huge strike while I was gone, when I came back, the pay went from like $20 a day to like $32, and I says, "Holy smokes, this is good money, you know. I'm going to just work for the Anaconda Company for a while, but I'm going to find something better than working in the concentrator."